Every state in the Union has a Capitol building except one, Alaska. Instead of meeting in a Capitol building, state lawmakers travel to the capital of Juneau every year to take up cramped quarters in a boxy, territorial office building. The mayor of Juneau wants to change that, and last week Alaskans had the opportunity to view what four of the country's top architectural firms have envisioned for a modern new statehouse. But as Ann Sutton, a member station KTOO, reports, this effort is reviving a decades-old fight.
As the Capitol design competition nears its final round, the four lead architects say it's the opportunity of a lifetime, the chance to design the last of the state capitals. Tom Main, lead designer at the California firm Morphosis, says winning the contest would be a real prize.
It'd be one of the more interesting projects in the country, without any question. And then, of course, add to that, Juneau being just an immensely beautiful kind of scenic site. I can't imagine it won't be the most kind of evocative statehouse in the Union.
The most evocative, perhaps. Certainly the most elusive. Since the early 1960s, a number of construction proposals have failed to take off, grounded by the weight of a much larger question: should Juneau even be the capital of Alaska? Many say the Southeast Panhandle community is too remote, and the seat of government should be closer to Anchorage in the state's largest population base. But despite 10 contentious statewide votes on the issue in the last 45 years, Juneau has clung to its position. Longtime Alaskan Joe Henry has watched and participated in the debate over the last four decades.
It can easily flare up. It's like a stormy marriage, you know. It can explode at any time.
Henry's a member of the jury that will select the design for a new capital. He'd like to see this latest attempt succeed without setting off another fight. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello hopes so, too. He believes a new statehouse would anchor the capital in Juneau once and for all. But he needs more than just the design. He also needs legislative support on a revenue bond package to pay for the construction.
I think the timing is propitious. We have a governor who is very supportive of the need for a new capital building in Juneau, and that is something we need to take advantage of as a state and as a community.
But Governor Frank Murkowski has not broached the subject lately, and while few state lawmakers have shown much interest in the project, still others are downright hostile.
If the legislature is going to be funding this building, then that particular issue is going to be dead on arrival.
That's Anchorage Representative Norm Rokeberg, chairman of the powerful House Rules Committee. He's filed legislation that would have certain communities, including Anchorage, bid on the privilege of constructing the state capitol in their city. And then there's Bill Stoltz of Chugiak.
I represent a district that needs a new school every year because of its growth, and if I'm going door to door, I just don't see folks saying, why don't you guys build yourself a new Capitol building?
Stoltz's district outside Anchorage has long coveted the Capitol. He's co-sponsored legislation that could derail the Juneau proposal. Still, despite the political bickering, jurors have been impressed with what they've seen and heard so far from the four architectural teams working on the project. Anchorage businessman Mead Treadwell.
What we're likely to build here is going to be an icon for the state of Alaska. It may well be as important to Alaska's identity as, say, the Sydney Opera House is for Australia.
The winning design will be announced in March. The legislature adjourns in May. For NPR News, I'm Ann Sutton in Juneau.